Here's your money briefing for Thursday, September 23rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The white-hot housing market in the U.S. cooled off a bit last month, with existing home sales falling 2%. But inventory is still limited, and homes are sitting on the market for an average of just 2.5 weeks, so it's still an ultra-competitive game. But home buyers and sellers often make simple mistakes that can cost them money.
Some people waive the inspection because it makes their offer more attractive to the seller, but that could really come back and bite them down the road.
Coming up, we'll discuss some home buying and selling missteps and how to avoid them with WSJ contributor Beth DiCarbo. That's after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
In the current housing market, sellers may have the upper hand, but many make mistakes along the way that can cost them. The same goes for home buyers, who are in some cases competing with several others to make one of the biggest investment decisions of their lives. WSJ contributor Beth DiCarbo wrote about the biggest mistakes that buyers and sellers make and how to avoid them, and she joins me now. Beth, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Beth, let's start with sellers. No doubt they want their home to look as good as possible for prospective buyers, but it's easy to look past certain flaws. So how can they ensure they don't do that?
It happens a lot. Sellers are often in love with their houses, and it lets them kind of overlook some of the flaws. The best way to bypass that is for sellers to get some feedback from potential buyers or their agents. Or if a buyer commissions an inspection that kills an offer, find out what that deal breaker was. It doesn't mean you have to fix it, but it means that you can be upfront about it if it's something with the roof or the mechanical system.
Right. And if there are flaws, it's important to be upfront about them.
That's right. Sellers are legally obligated to disclose known deficiencies. So by fudging flaws, you're eroding the trust between buyer and seller, and the buyer may just actually take a harder look at everything in your house or even walk away from the deal. You could also face legal action if you don't disclose something after the sale closes.
Now, whether a seller is going to take the proceeds from the sale to turn around and buy a new house or hold on to the funds, they're potentially dealing with a large amount of money as well as taxes. What mistakes do people make when managing proceeds from a sale?
The seller should know that if a home has appreciated in value, that profit could be subject to capital gains taxes. So somebody who has a profit that exceeds the $250,000 maximum for individuals or $500,000 maximum for married couples could face a hefty tax bill. The best way to offset that is, while you own the house and live in the house, is to keep any receipts that show capital improvements. That can potentially reduce your tax bill when you have that documentation because it shows that you increased the home's market value or extended its useful life or adapted it to new uses. So those receipts that you keep all along could really help you down the road.
And you know, a home can be the centerpiece of a family's estate or might be something passed down to future generations. But what about if a longtime family home is being sold? What kinds of trouble can families get into if they aren't careful?
Things can be really messy when an heir tries to sell a home that's been in the family. A lot of disputes come up, a lot of legal cases come up, because really the seller, the original owner, didn't have a very good estate plan. It didn't have enough details that would explain who owns what percentage of what, who gets what, and who can sell what. And so as a result, the situation becomes so messy that potential buyers may say, I don't want to get in the middle of this and walk away from a deal.
Okay, now let's talk about buyers. I think we've all heard the adage that real estate is all about location, location, location. Is that still true in the current market?
It's still very true, but during the pandemic, the market was red hot. A lot of people were looking for more space because they were learning or working remotely, or they just didn't want to be in population-dense areas. So the market was hot enough that people were compromising on the location. They might pick a place with a lousy view or near an airport with planes flying overhead. And experts say that would be a mistake because, one, you have a house with maybe not an ideal location, but two, when you go to sell later on, the market may not be as good. You could lose money on the transaction.
Now, what about buying a house in a housing complex with a homeowners association? What do buyers need to keep in mind there?
Well, a lot of people like being part of a homeowners association because it makes sure that the place is maintained, that there's a certain consistency with the look and the feel of the neighborhood. But just remember that you also might be tying your own hands. It might dictate any paint colors if you choose to paint the exterior, or tell you where and when you can park your car. So before buying, just read the covenants and the regulations to make sure that these are all things that you can live with.
You know, Beth, this housing market has ratcheted up the competition among buyers to a degree that a lot of us have never seen before, to the point where people are putting in offers without even seeing the house in person. Is that really a good idea?
That can be really tricky. You look at the online listing and you think that, oh, I saw the 3D floor plan or I took a virtual walkthrough. It's just not the same as being there. I talked to one agent who, the seller was in California, she was in Tennessee. She gave a walkthrough with a FaceTime interview in real time and she pointed out the flaws along the way. The California buyer made the offer anyway, but when she saw the house in person after closing, she was disappointed. So now that very same house is being fixed up and that seller's putting it on the market because she realized it wasn't for her.
And Beth, one of the key steps that buyers usually take is hiring someone to do an inspection of the house and property to find any problems before the sale goes through. With the market so competitive right now, is that still being done?
Some people waive the inspection because it makes their offer more attractive to the seller, but that can really come back and bite them down the road. So an inspection can reveal things that may cost tens of thousands of dollars to repair. It could be a faulty sewer line or an ancient mechanical system or a crumbling foundation. So having that inspection ahead of time tells you what the problems are and also may affect your offer price, you know, bring it down to cover some of those costs.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal contributor Beth DeCarbo. Beth, it's been great having you with us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.